I don't remember how many times in the classes that I've taught over the years where I'd said, and the proper biblical answer is, we don't know, because that's very true. The good news is, though, is the things that we must know to have our sins forgiven, to get to heaven, those are clear in the Bible, clear as a bell. Tons of evidence, tons of corroborating scripture. You don't have to read 25 commentaries to answer the question, what must I do to be saved? Read the text, do what it says, and be done. Thank you, Stephen. That is an excellent lesson, and great that you brought in all those resources. I use some of those, too. I'm going to do a little short devotional tonight, and it will be short. I've had a wonderful week so far, and it's only Wednesday, being full-time, 24/7 grandpa to my grandson here, Isaiah, who's sitting here on the front row. And one of the there he goes. He wants to make sure everybody sees him. Sit down, Isaiah. They all know you're here. Okay. I wanted to share something with you, because when Stephen was doing the next Rutherford Weekly thing was on aging, and he did a really good job of writing it up, but we were kind of talking around some of it, and it reminded me of a phrase in the Bible that I really like, and about aging, and so I made a little short lesson about it, because I think it's very informative. So you'll hear it here in a minute. Genesis 25, verse 7. This is the sum of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived, 175 years. Then Abraham breathed his last and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. There's a piece to that. You know, he died a good old age, full of years, gathered to his people. Not a tragic, oh my, he died too young, he should have lived another 150 years like, you know, his great-grandfather did or something like that. It's just like full of years. Genesis 35. Now the days of Isaac were 180 years. So Isaac breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28, talking about David. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. And the period that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron, 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. So he died in a good old age, full of days and riches and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his place. Job, chapter 42, verse 12. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than the beginning. And for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Remember, his first 10 kids were all killed in his trials and temptations earlier. And he called the name of his first Jemima, the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Keren-Hapuk. In all the land there were found no women so beautiful as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them an inheritance among his brothers. After Job lived 140 years, he saw his children and grandchildren for 4 generations. So Job died, old and full of days. It's the full of days and full of years thing that really strikes me as interesting. Sometimes old age makes us cynical, because we have seen so much garbage in our life, so much wickedness, so much evil, so much stupidity, that you're just sick and tired of it. But you know what? These guys all died full, complete, satisfied, full of days. It says good old age, full of days, full of years. There's a wonderful verse that Sarah taught me once, brought to my attention, and I have it on my wall. It's Psalm 90, verse 12. It says, so teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That is such an amazing verse, and I ponder it a lot. You know, we sing a song, Count Your Blessings, you know, Count Your Many Blessings. Do you know if you start counting your blessings, you will never run out of numbers? Because you can't run out of counting numbers, they happen to be infinite. But you know what? You'll never, somewhere out of the 10,529,264, you won't say, okay, no more blessings. I guess I found the whole amount. Because there'll always be more blessings. We are so blessed, we can't count it. Literally can't count it. But number your days. When we get older, we see that number. That number starts getting smaller, doesn't it? It's kind of like you sit there and you go, when you go over the hill, they say over the hill, what do you know? The downside of the hill is probably not as long as the upside of the hill was. You know, you probably know this. And you're sitting there looking at your life, or if you're suffering with illness or disease or whatever. And, you know, you think about how precious that time is. But you know what? We as Christians should always think of the time that God gives us as precious. Always. And one of the things that has been really striking me is my meals. Now, I retired back in, you know, February, and I'm still trying to get this retirement thing figured out, but it's great. I love it. It's just a little confusing. I've got to kind of figure it out. But Sarah makes me breakfast in the morning. She makes me there's two or three kind of standard things that I have in the morning. But there's hardly a morning that doesn't go by where I take that first bite of, you know, a fried egg or a piece of sausage or a piece of toast, and I just go, man, that is so good. Because it is. You know, we can get to where we take really good things for granted. You know, there's a scripture that says, you know, it was back the one you used in the article about remember your Creator in the days of your youth. And then it goes on, before you say, my days have no pleasure in them, right? When you get so cynical, you find no pleasure in life. You know, I'll have a bite of a sandwich, just a sandwich. And I find myself relishing that sandwich and just going like, man, that's a good sandwich. That tastes so good. We had hamburgers the other night. I took a bite of a hamburger. I've had a million hamburgers in my life. And I remember them. Not like my mom. You never could remember it. But I took a bite of a hamburger and I thought, oh, that's so good. Do you do that with the pleasures and the beauties and the wonderful things of your life? Do you wake up in the morning? You know, Sandy's looking at me, so I'm gonna do a Sandy. Do you wake up in the morning when Katie comes stumbling in for breakfast and look at that beautiful little face and say, man, I'm blessed. Oh, I'm so blessed to have such a wonderful child. You know, do you look across at your mate, you know, and just sit there in the evening? Sarah and I love to have coffee in the evening. We're sitting there in the evening across the living room from each other. We're doing different things or whatever. And sometimes I'll just look over there and say, boy, I'm blessed. You know, this is the thing, the key to being full of days in a good way. In a good way. Regardless of the pain and the suffering and the cancer and the arthritis and the sorrow and everything else we deal with in this life. If, you know, it's the glass full, glass half empty kind of thing, you know, sure, that's kind of trite. But you know what? If you give me half a cup of coffee, it's coffee. I get coffee. I love coffee. I'm not going to say, where's the rest of my coffee? I'm going to say, wow, look what I get. You know? It's attitude. God blesses us so much. Listen to this. Blessed, this is Psalm 128. It's very short. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion. And may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. You know, after this great little short psalm of all these rich blessings, you know the last blessing he says? And yes, may you even see your children's children. You know, everybody in here except for you two have children's children that we're blessed with. Lord willing, you will have them too. And it's a tremendous blessing. But that's the highest blessing of this wonderful little psalm. Children's children. Proverbs 17, just down the road from where Stephen was tonight, or up the road, Proverbs 17, 6. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father. So when Paul says something, and this is what led me to this in Philippians, Philippians 4:18, indeed I have all and abound, I am full, having received from Epaphroditus a thing sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God, and my God shall supply all your need according to the riches of his glory by Jesus Christ. Paul says, I am full. Can you say that? Can you say that? I am full. I am full. Sure, I've had lots of trouble and struggles in my life. But I'm full. I am so blessed. Think about that. Think on those things. That's a lesson tonight. Everybody here has obeyed the gospel. Who's old enough to be eligible to do such a thing. If you're online and you need to obey the gospel of Christ, you can't have a full life without it. Unless that fullness is a fullness of sorrow and pain and a terrible, terrible eternity. So if you need to obey the gospel of Christ, believe that he is the Son of God. Repent of your sins. Confess his name. Be baptized for the remission of those sins. Wash away those sins and then walk in the light and endure to the end. If you're a Christian and you need help, you need some prayers, you have carrying a burden, it's really hard, let us know. Let us help share those burdens. If you need to repent of a sin, get back on the path, do that. We'll do that as we stand and sing this song.